It's 8:04. This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Democratic Congressman Jonah Goose and Attorney General Pam Bondi had a contentious round of questioning during a House Judiciary Committee hearing Wednesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
I'll reclaim my time. This wasn't a trick question.
You don't get to reclaim your time.
This is how it went for much of Representative Neguse's attempts to ask Attorney General Bondi about staffing levels at different offices at the DOJ. Neguse says it's pretty clear why.
Because you eliminated the National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team last year. So I understand why you don't want to tell the American people who works there.
Bondi retorted she was not going to answer questions the way Neguse wanted and tried to criticize Neguse over crime in his district. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd broke with most of his party and voted to end President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Hurd says it was a tough vote, but he stands by it.
I've heard a lot from our farmers, agricultural producers, manufacturers of all sizes across the district that these tariffs are not good for Colorado's 3rd District. And the Constitution is clear, and it's in the best interest of my district. And for me, that made the vote the right vote. And I stand by it.
Trump has threatened primary challenges against Republicans who vote to end the tariffs, and he's likely to veto the measure if it makes it to his desk. Colorado's other Republican representatives all voted to keep the tariffs in place. The Denver Broncos are looking to the future. As Denverites Paulo Shalceda reports, plans for their new stadium are accelerating.
The Broncos are preparing to share preliminary concepts for its new stadium and surrounding mixed-use development during a community meeting on Thursday. Late last year, the team unveiled plans to redevelop a decommissioned rail yard in Denver's La Alma-Lincoln Park neighborhood. The team is hoping to start construction next year and play the first games there in 2031. Denver City planning officials need to sign off on a comprehensive vision for the 150-acre development. I'm Paul Shalceda, Denverite.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.